A warning from the White House. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. That Russia could invade Ukraine before the Olympics end. That's in 8 days. Meanwhile, President Biden spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin for more than an hour on Saturday to try and defuse the conflict.
President Biden is at Camp David. Of course, at this point, no readout on the call exactly what's being said. Americans and those diplomats that are Americans working in Ukraine are being told to leave Ukraine as soon as possible. Overnight, the State Department and other diplomatic staff were told to leave the embassy in Kyiv. This is a significant move. It shows that the United States not only preparing for some sort of conflict, but one that is possibly expecting to make its way to the Capitol. I was on a call with a senior State Department official earlier this morning who said, quote, it's not just time to leave Ukraine. It is past time for private citizens to leave Ukraine.
Fox's David Spunt. And former President Trump is weighing in on the rollback of COVID-19 mask mandates in many states, including some led by Democratic governors.
That's adorable. It should have happened a long time ago.
The president speaking on Fox and Friends, he also criticized the CDC for still recommending mask wearing. This as truckers in Canada continue to protest the country's COVID-19 restrictions, with groups of them forming convoys in Ottawa and creating a blockade at the bridge that connects Detroit and Canada.
People say this is about freedom. It's not that they're anti-vaccine by any means, these truckers say. It's that they want these mandates done. They want to go back to their daily lives. We know 90% of Canadians are vaccinated at this point, and a lot of them are saying, why'd we do all of this if we can't go back to normal? Tensions could soon escalate at some point, though, because police say they'll no longer ask people to leave at some point, but will then have to force them to. Right now, Ontario, under a state of emergency, officials threatening the protesters who block the flow of goods, people, and critical infrastructure with hefty fines and even jail time.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Demonstrators in Afghanistan's capital have condemned President Biden's order freeing up $3.5 billion in Afghan assets held in the U.S. for families of America's 9/11 victims. They say the money belongs to Afghans. Protesters gathered Saturday asking America for financial compensation for the tens of thousands of Afghans killed during the last 20 years of war in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, the border surge at the Del Rio sector in Texas continues to overwhelm border agents. Fox's Bill Malusian has the latest from La Jolla, Texas.
Border agents out here in La Jolla are busy tracking down migrants who do not want to be caught after they have crossed illegally. These are typically those single adult men who will wear dark clothing or camouflage. They are trying to sneak further into the United States in an effort to evade. And when agents aren't busy processing family units, they are highly effective at being able to patrol the front lines and catch men like this. Border Patrol sources tell me many migrants are claiming to be from Nicaragua and throwing their passports away because right now the Nicaraguan government is not accepting anybody back without a passport. So if they don't have the passport, they feel like they're not going to be sent back.
And Americans continue to deal with higher prices, especially in the grocery store and at the gas pump.
Consumers are seeing higher prices and in some cases lower inventory. Inflation soared over the past 12 months to a new 40-year high. The Labor Department says consumer prices jumped 7.5% last month compared to January of 2021, the steepest year-over-year increase since February of 1982, fueled by shortages of supplies and workers, low interest rates, robust consumer spending, and more spending out of Washington, D.C. on COVID relief and that big infrastructure bill. Inflation is costing Americans $250 a month, and that was before Thursday's hotter than expected report, wiping out any pay raises and forcing some shoppers to cut back.
Fox's Claudia Cohen. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.